Today, I'm sitting on a beach near Cromer in Norfolk, England. 2 years ago, I was sitting on a beach near Bournemouth in Dorset, England. Now, the Dorset beach, Studland Bay, was packed with people. I can't think of the right way of describing it, but they were sardines in a sand tin. And interestingly, that area, Studland Bay, is a place where property has immense value. And a stone's throw away is Bournemouth, and the place near Bournemouth called Sandbanks, where even mediocre properties fetch in excess of £1 million. And I wouldn't give you 1 million grains of sand to be in that Studland Bay area, because you can't breathe. People are everywhere, cars queuing up to get onto the chain ferry, people looking at those vast mansions, and the cacophony of noise of boats going out of Poole Harbour into the channel. And around about 5:30, 6 o'clock, the noise and the smoke coming from the diesel engines of the boats racing back into the harbour to beat the tide. No thanks. Not for me. The only key is to people say, "Hey, I live in Sandbanks," or "Hey, I live in Bournemouth." To me, I'd just turn around and say, "Very nice." And in my mind, I'd think, what fools they are. Here on this beach, it's quiet. And interestingly, there's quite a few people, and I'm one of them. We followed the path of the lovely beach tents, the wind tents. I've also got a windbreak as well. Very secluded, absolutely lovely. And I've just walked from one groin down to the other, and I paced out the wind tents, and they're all almost exactly 30 metres apart. I wonder if this is the space, the natural space, where we feel safe and secure within our own stillness. You see, if you go back to the wealth of Sandbanks and their beautiful houses, which have cost a fortune in life hours, and you're surrounded with people, here I am, sitting on a beach with a £15 wind tent, some nice bright beach towels, another windbreak, and I'm in peace. Just been watching Bella and Alice play for an hour and a half, 2 hours, throwing stones, making a sand castle, a mermaid's castle, frisbees and a ball game. And for 2 hours plus, they've been in absolute complete harmony and peace. If you watch children, you see they are within their inner being. They're in a place of what the human being really wants. It only becomes soured as age, time passes, and we become older, and we become under the influence of those people who tell us that what we should strive for and desire are houses up on sandbanks, big properties, fighting, working all one's life to achieve greatness and gain property. To what? To nothing. When you die, everything that you possess becomes someone else's. And usually, within two generations, it's all completely gone. But the kids, you watch the kids, and you watch families and people walking, and you watch teenagers and perhaps people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, or even 60s like myself, and you go right back to your youth, go back to happiness. My goodness, I could sit here for the rest of my life. And you wouldn't need a great deal, would you? Just the sea and the sand. Just sitting here, thinking and contemplating. There's nothing we need to do to prove anything to anybody, you know, in life. All you need to do is to live a life which is sound and complete and comfortable, without argument, without any form of conflict. Just to live and be happy and contented. To live a life with a mind like a desolate beach, with the waves moving forwards and backwards, and the rumble of the rocks in the wash, and the power of the moon affecting the tides, and night and day just moving ahead without respite, never to change, not in your lifetime, your children's lifetime, grandchildren's, great-grandchildren's, ad infinitum. Nothing stops. The waves don't stop. The wind doesn't stop. The sand doesn't stop blowing. You need nothing to be happy. The only thing you need is a mind which is able to see the truth, that the possessions that people have are anchors and prisons and chains that hold them back from the reality that happiness is to be silent and calm and at peace and without the conflict of others telling you what you should have, how you should live, or what you should possess. Enjoy your life.